Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, Mitch.
So what caught your eye over the last 48 hours or so?
Well, on Sunday night, one of the year's great cultural events came to an end. I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Okay.
Wrapped up. So it's going to be a long and empty year now, but the colossus of TV
is over. How did they top that?
You know, who can forget who won last year?
Freddie Flintoff, I think.
Yeah, that's right. The English guy from the T-ad. this year, you know, the celebrities plus Shane Warne came together to eat spiders and listen to Shane Warne talk about love and metaphysics. And last night it came down to two dudes, one from the NRL, and I can't remember his name. He does ads for...
The chief.
He does ads for one of the private health companies.
Yep.
And a guy from AFL. So it was an NRL-AFL
the battle.
Match-off.
Yeah.
AFL won, of course.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Brendan Favola is the winner of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Okay. It's certainly stretching the word celebrity, get him on there in the first, in my opinion.
Yeah. Let's have a look back on Brendan's career. Look, it all ended pretty tragically when he was playing for the Brisbane Lions after a woman alleged that he exposed himself to her at a family day.
Oh, okay.
Family outing day. You know, early in his career when he was playing for Carlton, he got in lots of trouble for wearing a large rubber dildo at Mad Monday. You know, he had the meeting of the minds with Lara Bingle. You know, so he's a real celebrity, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, congratulations to the Fev.
Now he's won $100,000. Apparently he's going to give half of this away to the Shane Warne Foundation.
Oh.
That's not really giving money to charity.
No, bit of a cloud over that.
But who cares? You know, we've all been entertained by Australia's brightest stars.
Yes, absolutely. And what else happened over the weekend?
Well, look, Malcolm's had a bit of a boost in the polls with his government now comfortably in a 53-47% two-party preferred position.
Comfortable.
Malcolm's personal standing has come down a little bit again, but he's now still extremely popular versus last year's levels where Australia was verging on becoming the next North Korea.
Yes, that's right.
Now, Mitch, our PM is committed to holding a plebiscite sometime in the future. Now, the plebiscite will ask the question, can gay people be allowed to make the same mistakes as straight people? And, you know, look, it came out today that PricewaterhouseCoopers have done a costing of it, and it's going to cost $500 million.
$500 million, because there's big numbers been thrown around for this thing for a while now. I thought $160 million was the kind of most likely.
This is the true cost. So this is including all the other costs that, not just the cost for the government, but the cost for the community.
Okay.
$500 million to find out what we already know, that Australians want marriage equality.
Mm.
And also to find out that Corey Bernardi doesn't like it. $500 million.
I think we might already know the answer to that question.
$500 million to find out that Corey Bernardi doesn't like marriage equality.
Mm.
Also in that $500 million is $20 million that we spent on mental health issues caused by the stress of this.
The stress?
Yeah, imagine if you're wanting to marry your partner. Mm-hmm. You can't marry your partner.
Mm-hmm.
And you're waiting for the result of this plebiscite.
Yeah.
Plus also all the hatred and vomit that's going to be spewing out during this time.
Mm.
So wouldn't it be great if Malcolm Turnbull showed that he actually was the Prime Minister of Australia and killed this thing, rather than just showing that he's a leader of some factions in Canberra?
Well, that would be nice.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be very nice and cheap.
Yeah, but cheap, nice. It would be something that we've actually been missing in this country. It's this word called leadership.
Yeah. What's that?
Yeah.
There you go. So that was the weekend that was with our Weekend Warrior, Anthony Dockrell. Thank you so much, sir.